Picture Albert Einstein, wild-haired, wearing his rumpled sweater, walking alongside Kurt Gödel, impeccably dressed in a dark suit, both deep in conversation about whether time itself might be an illusion. This wasn't a scene from a philosophical novel. Throughout the 1940s and early 1950s, these two intellectual giants took daily walks together in Princeton, forming one of history's most remarkable friendships. Einstein, already a global celebrity whose theories had revolutionized physics, found his intellectual equal in Gödel, a brilliant but troubled logician whose mathematical discoveries had shattered the foundations of mathematics itself. Their partnership bridged physics and pure logic, relativity and mathematical philosophy, fame and obscurity. What made their bond extraordinary wasn't just their genius, it was how two fundamentally different personalities, both refugees from Nazi Europe, found common ground in questioning reality's deepest structures. Einstein once confessed he went to his office primarily to have the privilege of walking home with Kurt Gödel. In 1931, 25-year-old Kurt Gödel shattered mathematical certainty with his incompleteness theorems. He proved that any logical system complex enough for basic arithmetic must contain true statements it cannot prove. Every rulebook has gaps. Gödel's proof was brilliantly simple. He created a mathematical statement essentially saying, "I cannot be proven. If provable, it's false, and the system becomes inconsistent. If true, which it must be, the system cannot demonstrate it." This demolished David Hilbert's dream of completely formalizing mathematics. The implications reached far beyond mathematics. Gödel showed that human mathematical intuition transcends mechanical calculation. No computer program could capture all mathematical truth. Decades before the digital age, he identified fundamental limits to algorithms, later influencing artificial intelligence research and philosophy of mind with profound questions about whether human consciousness could ever be fully explained by computational processes. Einstein's 1905 special theory of relativity showed that time flows differently depending on speed. What's simultaneous for one observer may not be for another. GPS satellites must constantly adjust their clocks because they run slightly faster than Earth's due to their speed and weaker gravitational field. His 1915 general theory went further. Massive objects warp space-time itself. Gravity is this curvature. A planet orbiting a star isn't pulled by invisible force. It follows the curved geometry the star's mass creates, like a marble rolling along a curved surface. This led Einstein to a radical conclusion. The division of time into past, present, and future might be a stubbornly persistent illusion. In the block universe his equations suggest, all moments exist simultaneously, like scenes in a completed film. Our experience of time flowing would be merely consciousness navigating this landscape, not fundamental reality. When his friend Michel Besso died, Einstein wrote, "For us believing physicists, the distinction between past, present, and future is only an illusion, albeit a persistent one. For Einstein's 70th birthday in 1949, Gödel presented an extraordinary mathematical gift, a new solution to Einstein's field equations describing a rotating universe. But this wasn't just another cosmological model. Gödel's universe contained closed time-like curves, proving you could, theoretically, travel into your own past. This wasn't science fiction. It was rigorous mathematical physics, fully consistent with general relativity. Board a sufficiently powerful spacecraft, follow a precise spiral path through Gödel's rotating universe, and you'd eventually return to your starting point, not just in space, but in time. Einstein was deeply disturbed. If time travel to the past is mathematically possible, even if our actual universe doesn't rotate correctly, what does that say about time itself? Gödel argued this proved time must be an illusion, a construct of human perception, rather than fundamental reality. This revelation came during Einstein's twilight years, when his quest for a unified field theory was proving fruitless and quantum mechanics had isolated him from mainstream physics. These daily walks with Gödel became his intellectual lifeline. After Einstein's death in 1955, Gödel's lifelong anxiety, he was nicknamed Mr. Y as a child, spiraled into severe paranoia. He became convinced refrigerator gases poisoned his home, his food was contaminated, and mysterious forces conspired against him. Even in winter, he kept windows open to disperse imagined toxins. His wife, Adele, a former Viennese nightclub dancer, had been his emotional anchor, managing their household and shielding him from his worst fears. When she was hospitalized in 1977, the fragile structure holding him together collapsed. Without her, Gödel refused nearly all food, convinced of widespread poisoning attempts. Admitted to Princeton Hospital, he weighed just 65 pounds. Staff described him as a living corpse. He died on January 14, 1978, from malnutrition and inanition caused by personality disturbance. One of history's greatest mathematical minds had starved himself to death. The tragedy carries haunting irony. Gödel revealed that mathematical systems contain unprovable truths, fundamental gaps in logical certainty. The man who exposed the limits of formal reasoning couldn't escape the limitations of his own troubled consciousness. Both men spent their final years wrestling with time's nature, convinced intellectually it was illusory, yet unable to escape its grip experientially. This philosophical position offered a tempting escape. If time exists only in our minds, perhaps consciousness could transcend it, seeing past, present, and future simultaneously. Neither achieved this transcendence. Einstein, despite writing that this separation between past, present, and future is only an illusion, faced mortality with simple pragmatism. When death approached in 1955, he said, "It is time to go." Gödel, who discovered mathematical solutions allowing theoretical time travel, remained trapped within time's arrow, his deteriorating health a constant reminder of mortality's inevitability. This disconnect reveals something profound about the human condition. We can grasp abstractly that our perception of flowing time might not reflect fundamental reality. Modern physics increasingly suggests the universe is a static block where all moments coexist. Yet we remain bound to experience life as a temporal journey from birth to death. They understood time's illusory nature mathematically, yet couldn't escape feeling its passage emotionally, a tension characterizing modern physics and philosophy. Einstein and Gödel's Princeton walks have ended, but their questions persist at the frontier of human knowledge. Physicists still seek a theory unifying quantum mechanics and general relativity. Mathematicians explore the boundaries of formal systems Gödel mapped. Their work reveals that our fundamental intuitions about space, time, causality, and mathematical truth may need radical revision. The most poignant aspect, these towering intellects, who saw deeper into reality's structure than almost anyone, remained subject to human frailty. Einstein's unification quest failed. Gödel's brilliant mind turned against him. Yet their work transcended personal limitations, continuing to illuminate our understanding decades later. Their friendship demonstrated how different approaches complement each other in pursuing truth. Einstein's physical intuition combined with Gödel's logical precision, the visual with the logical, the physical with the mathematical, showing that the greatest insights emerge from synthesizing different modes of thinking. Their legacy isn't just equations and theorems, but the reminder that even the most abstract pursuits are profoundly human endeavors, driven by curiosity, friendship, and the conviction that understanding is worth pursuing, even when it reveals how much remains forever beyond our grasp.